I testify before and or briefed Senate and House well over 200 times over those 38 years. During and after the COVID pandemic, I have appeared multiple times for hearings in the Senate and the House, usually under oath, and sat for several days-long transcribed sworn interviews answering questions about the very issues that are now the subject of this hearing. However, given Senator Paul's obvious obsession, under the advice of my attorneys, I will invoke my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution to refrain from answering your questions.
Folks, both of those clips, first you saw PSYOP anime, after that it was Heavy Pulp. Two of the greatest artists at work today, if you want my opinion, at Heavy Pulp on X. Just putting together incredible stuff that you could just, it just resonates with you, doesn't it? I mean, you watch that and you can just tell this person gets it. It's Americana. It's about celebrating the human spirit, breaking free of all of these externalities that just pile on us and keep us battened down when we should be shooting for the stars. Just incredible stuff. And of course, you know, we're participating in the information war. That's a little dry, you know. As important as that, possibly more important is the vibe, is what we actually represent beyond words, the ideas that we represent, the history that we try to uphold, the art that we try to spread. You're not going to win minds just with bare facts. You need the element that compels people to join. And that's really what I think Alex Jones has been fantastic at spreading. It's that spirit of resistance, the spirit of Americana, that is the perfect North Star to align ourselves as we seek to make our way through this maze of deception and lies and cruelty and madness all around us. We keep our eyes on the prize that is Americana and getting back to the Constitution one way or another. And you can support us in this mission, of course, by going to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. If you want to let them know who sent you, we have absolutely massive discounts right now. 40% off methylene blue tincture. Incredible new line of not just shirts, but like button down shirts and shorts and all sorts of wonderful stuff. Please do support us. You keep us on the air in the fight and doing everything we can to win back America culturally, spiritually, intellectually. Everything depends on whether you get involved, spread the word, and support people doing the right thing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay tuned. Lionel on the other side.
Can you believe it? It's the girls from our shirts, Cletus.
Yeehaw! Look at that! Hell yeah!
Rematch!
I think they liked us. We should go back!
AlexJonesStore.com, your one-stop shop for exclusive deals and products. Visit the site now and save big.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the War Room is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you on the Alex Jones Network, AlexJonesLive.com. Follow us at AJNLive. I'm at Harrison H. Smith. And get out your thesauruses, folks. Get out your dictionaries, because I'm now joined by a man whose vocabulary I respect, and it's truly daunting. It's Lionel, of course, former prosecutor, now in his 43rd year as a licensed trial lawyer and acclaimed legal and media analyst. Seen on YouTube at Lionel Nation and on X at Lionel Media. You can also find him at LionelMedia.com. He's currently hosting weekend overnights on Heritage Talk Radio Powerhouse 77 WABC in New York City and syndicated nationwide, a talk radio veteran and proudly, unapologetically contrarian, Lionel Nation. Follow him on YouTube at Lionel Nation. Lionel, welcome to the show, sir.
Big fan. Big fan. I am an acolyte. I'm a minion. I'm an apostle of yours. God bless you for that. And the reason why, I bring up this ancient amount of time, as I'm wizened by decrepitude, hobbled by dotage, but because I've been through this for so long, and I have never ever ever been as excited to be in the information business than I am now. And I'm also going to say something, and for one particular reason, because you insisted I say this. I'm kidding, of course, but God bless you, and we need more cadres and consortia of younger people on this conveyor belt. You should be having interns bring in younger people, because we don't want this to be to just die out. Like, hey, where's the bench?
100%.
Because what you're seeing right now is so critical. There is such a dearth of paucity and absence of any kind of news and critical thinking in the world. And I have been with Alex forever. When it wasn't cool, when it was dangerous, right around 9/11, it was dangerous. This is 25 years ago. Think about this.
Absolutely.
A lot of these kids, I mean, and Alex is, I mean, he is the OG. That's what the kids call it, from what I hear. I heard they call it the OG. It means something.
Absolutely.
It's like extra crispy. But he's true. And he did it before it was cool, and nobody knew what the hell he was doing. They said, what is he talking about? I remember one time he said, y'all better be careful. I'm not going to imitate him, but he says, because people always say that he said frogs are going to be gay. Mm. And he said, well, what he used to do was he would say something that was incredible. Like one time he said, and at the time this sounded banana, he goes, and they're going to be listening to you through your cable converters. And they said, this guy is so full. What is he talking about? Now it's like, well, of course they're listening to us. Of course they're listening to us. And as far as gay frogs being gay, some epicene little frog, you know, it's not that they're gay, but it affects the ability to, you know, to produce.
Of course.
This is when he ripped the gonads off of Piers Morgan, that twit, that imprisoned atesticular anarchist twit. And he just absolutely, look at this. How can you not love this? Remember when he went up to Cenk Uygur?
Of course.
I thought Cenk was going to just kill him. But let me tell you something. Cenk Uygur makes a lot of sense now.
How strange is this?
Kasparian.
Did you see his tweet yesterday? Cenk Uygur is calling out Alex Jones, saying, hey, man, we're kind of on the same side now. Isn't this something?
They say politics make strange bedfellows, but I don't. Listen, let me tell you something. Anna Kasparian, I think she has been great. And what's interesting is that I got to tell you something, my friend, in a long time when it came to, and I, you know, I have never met, and I'm sure they're out there, but I have never met an anti-Semite. And I've never met a racist. I've never met somebody who says, you know, I don't even care, but black people deserve to be. No, I've never met them. But I've been called that. People have been called that. White supremacist. I've never met somebody who's an anti-Semite. I'm in New York City. Everybody's Jewish. We're all friends. What are you talking about? This is the worst city. You know, I know you're talking about this Mamdani, a name nobody can pronounce. But you better have a good attitude here because you don't know what you're going to get. We don't care. It doesn't matter. That helps heterogeneity, helps the culture. But this business about, well, if you say something about Israel, you're an anti-Semite. As we say in the South, that dog don't hunt. There's nothing to that. There's nothing. It doesn't matter. So guess who are the people out there? Max Blumenthal, amazing. Aaron Monte, Katie Halper, Abby Martin, Mearsheimer, McGregor, Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, go down the list. It's this new cadre, and then we have Candace Owens, who moves on here. I don't even know. People love her. If she said, "I want everybody to cut off your left pinky finger," they do it.
They do it.
So we have that, and we have this notion of this left-right paradigm, this illusion. I don't even know what the hell that thing means.
Right.
You know, Carol Quigley and Tragedy and Hope. All of this has come through. It doesn't make any sense. Left, right. What does that even mean, left, right? It's so new. It's like being in a time when you're watching, when you watched grunge start. Well, actually, it was Neil Young, but when you saw New Wave or you saw Bossa Nova or you saw Bebop and you were there, you say, I'm seeing something now that is going to change everything. That's where we are.
Right.
And they can't stop this. I've spoken too much. Well, have a nice day.
Please. This is why we love you, sir. This is why I watch all your YouTube videos. No, but you're exactly right. What are the divisions now? Where are we? Everything has been shaken up. Everything has sort of been knocked loose. And we're trying to figure out where exactly everybody fits in and what exactly side we're on, if there are sides. Because, you know, the frustration is you got people that you hear them about Israel. You listen to Cenk Uygur or Anna Kasparian. And they're actually good on a couple. They're sort of coming around on certain things. But a lot of times I hear somebody, it's like, man, you're right on. You're dead on. But then they're like, also, you know, white supremacy is the worst thing ever. And trans kids are our greatest concern. It's like, well, hold on. Wait, what? Where do we find our allies these days? What's important to focus on?
Who was your last guest? She was phenomenal. What is her name, please? I missed it because I was doing.
Carlin Borishenko. Let me spell it exactly for you.
Hey, it's kids listening. It's kids listening.
That's the A.
Wear a long coat. Nobody will notice.
I just say what they tell me. Drkarlynb. Yeah, she's fantastic. I absolutely agree. And she's one of the only people actually
phenomenal
listening to the left and you know, listening to what they say. But what are the
what
sides
is this
these days?
Left. What is this left?
You got to call them something, right?
Here's one for you. Let me throw something at you. Yesterday in my native Florida, I'm not from Florida, I'm from Florida. Because it's Hooterville. Don't let anybody kid you. It is hardcore redneck, Wiccoochee, Micanopy. There's a place called Sop Choppy where they have earthworm grunt. This is hardcore. This business about, Palm Beach, my ass. It is redneck. So anyway, so yesterday, I think they killed two. I think they got some old guy. He's like 105, so old he farts dust. He didn't know where he was. He kept yelling, "Who ordered the veal cutlet?" And they gave him, you know, they got him. And they're all murderers. Who cares? But anyway, so they were going to say two people, two. They kill them two. Now, a lot of people, I said, "Are you happy about that?" And people would say, "You know, you lefty." I say, "Wait a minute. What?" So what's the answer to that? People, just think. Don't think about which slot you want to get into. Just think, what would Jesus, I like the religious folks, I'm believing the blood of Jesus. And I say, kill him. I say, wait a minute, hold it. Jesus would probably beg the difference with you on the capital punishment. After all, he was a victim and he was guilty because he's the son of God.
True.
So he had no excuse. He would probably say, excuse me, You know, but so I didn't even understand that. What are you talking about? What is this? What are we like? Who's for abortion? Who goes up to a woman who's pregnant and say, you know, you don't have to have that. You know, right. I know a place. I know a place. Who, so anyway, somebody the other day we were talking about abortion. I said, abortion's not an issue. I'll be 68 next month. I've never had to decide an abortion in my life or capital punishment. Never. Nobody's ever picked me up and say, quick, we got to answer. Should we kill him or not? I'm at the death house. Help me. But so I said to a friend, I said, you want to abolish abortion? Yeah. You want to put women in prison who have an abortion? He goes, well, I didn't say that. I said, well, you want to abolish it, don't you? You ever thought this thing through? I never thought about that. So it's an issue that's a non-issue. I mean, it's important. Don't get me wrong, but I don't. We'll get to that later.
We got bigger concerns. We got some existential things going on here that we need to prioritize, I think, before some of the cultural stuff. But man, the cultural stuff, it dominates. I don't know. People can't help. I can't help it half the time. How do we do this? How do we engage in this stuff without getting distracted by it? I mean, everything is topsy turvy. Well, crap. Me neither.
Have you ever thought about this? I don't know how long you've been out of high school, but let's say they called you back and they said, listen, would you talk to these kids, your high school? I say, you sure about this? Yeah. Tell them what you've learned. All right. You sure about this?
You ready?
All right. I'll tell you. And this is life to me. Ready for this? Somebody thought I was doing some breast grabbing. No, it's balancing.
Got you. Yeah. I get balance scales.
Yeah. Well, then again, you might want to try this one. And as you do it, say, come in Berlin, you know, anyway. But as you do it like this, so you say, well, okay, for example, drag queens, is there a group of people in the world who are designed and focused on somehow providing some kind of a catastrophic systemic collapse of social order by teaching little kids that some, you know, your group, I got to stop and say something. I can say something in the middle of my, and you've got to, and there's a clip. It's like, can you think about this? Okay,
there's
here we go.
Readers.
Terminal flatulence. Here we go. Watch it. Terminal flatulence. It's a disease. All right, watch this.
Throwing him a curveball.
Pretty soon this guy, they say, oh, we got that one. We got it. Flatulence, hit F. Jerry, hit F. It's under fart. I don't know how you do this, but you do this. But.
Yep.
Is it the number one concern? No.
Okay, wait, we got to take it off. Now it's freaking me out. Sometimes, you know, call them what you want. The left, the...
This isn't.
I can't watch. I can't even look at it.
I don't even think this is... What the hell's the matter with this? Here we go. Did you ever see Gigi Allen? Gigi Allen was a guy years ago who eventually, I think he killed himself. He was famous for cutting himself on stage and throwing blood and excrement at the audience. Kind of takes the Gallagher routine with the watermelon to a new
twist.
Level.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go to something? You like experimental theater? Yeah. Gigi Allen. Trust me. Oof. You might want to sit in the back.
Wow.
Anyway, so my question is that a big deal? Well, yeah, but is that number one? No. Zoran Mamdani. Democratic man's a genius. He's a genius. And nobody ever listens and says, why do you like him? I've talked to some of the smartest people who say, because I like what he's saying. I say, learn from him. Your last case, Carlin
Borshenko.
Borshenko, Gesundheit. Anyway, she was saying the same thing. Look at this. That's Gigi Allen, by the way.
There you
go. That or Killer Carl Cox from NWA in the 70s. No, that's Gigi Allen. Talk about obscure. Check him out. In any event, there are people who, are they communists? No. Is he a communist? No. Do you know what a communist is?
Is he
in a planned economy? Huh?
They seem to be working in that direction. I mean, they say they're communists, don't they?
No, it's a social, no.
Sometimes.
Does he really want to go communist? Communism, if you ever, listen, I knew one communist in particular, and he would say, how dare you? That's an idea. Socialist, maybe sort of. It's a welfare state. It wouldn't give stuff away. This Jadrool, there he goes, where's the governor for you? He decided he was going to have, listen to this. This lasted for, it's from Cidrulu. It means a cucumber. But it means like it's a great kind of a wise guy, kind of a downtown.
It sounds mean.
Anyway,
it sounds mean. I like it.
It sounds not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. You don't want to be a Jadrool or anyway.
I'm not.
So what happens was he said he wanted to provide free buses. This took most New Yorkers 10 seconds to say, wait a minute. free buses. You're going to have these lunatics on the bus? Mm. What? That lasted an hour.
Right.
They don't know who the hell Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin. They have no idea. They're into this thing about, and we believe in rent freezes. Then you explain right. it. Democratic Socialists of America. It's this stupid Norwegian kind of half-ass, whatever it is. But the point is, find out what he's doing. And then go out and maybe try to get younger people. And maybe we could have somebody who, I don't know, might be attractive to younger folks. Let me ask you something. You're a young feller. Who is, I don't even know what the hell our position is. Who is our poll star? Who is our Lindsey Graham? Who are our heroes? Who are they?
We're looking around. There was this guy named Trump. I don't know if you remember him. We haven't seen him since 2024, yeah. But he was excellent. I mean, he was very good on the trail. I don't know
him.
Where he went.
I don't know what happened. And all of a sudden people say, you know, I think maybe they got a picture. So I think that Epstein thing, I got a picture of him with a duck. Or something like that. I said, that's the most ridiculous. Well, it's a friend of mine. He's from Florida. He said, well, how the hell do you explain him changing that fast? I said, you know, you got a hell of a point there. I don't know. I mean, he went from, did you hear his neocon anti-war thing? It's the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like, this guy is, do you remember the last time anybody ever said, hey, you want to go out tonight? Oh, hell no. Why? Trump's giving a speech. A rally. Who the hell ever said, hey, Jimmy Carter's on TV? What? He was a superstar. And he would say these things that he would speak for hours. And he was a natural. And then he would do. And then he started to say, okay. And then he started picking the people. And Borshenko said it right. First of all, Cash Patel. What, are you kidding me? What, do you lose a bet? Cash Patel. Cash Patel? I don't want to do, you know, the old thing like that, but it's like Cash, this guy goes to a party. He couldn't, it's like Cash, would you lose the Ray jacket? You're the director. We know that. He went to a party for FBI families. He's got the badge on his belt. You think J. Edgar Hoover would do that? J. Edgar Hoover didn't even have a badge. He said, I'm J. Edgar Hoover. I don't need a badge. What are you? Okay, then there's that. Then they have Pete Hegseth. Want to do some pull-ups? No. What the hell does that do? Who is
no,
this?
Thank
guy?
You.
I could do pull-ups. Can you imagine George C. Marshall? George C. Patton couldn't do a pull-up to save his life if he had to. He was like, what are you talking about? These are killers. Then it got better. Bobby Kennedy, what happened to him? He's another one, too. I could do pull-ups.
God bless
enough
him.
Enough with the pull-ups.
You know,
look at this guy. By the way, you don't want to go ski shooting with this guy. So
I mean,
say.
My goodness.
There you go. Oh, come
look
on.
At that. Now, the crew's getting creative. Now
you've
complimented. You were too nice to them. Now they're going off on their own, and we don't know what they're going to come up with next.
They're going to do all this stuff. But anyway, so then Bobby Kennedy's doing the pull-ups. Everything. He's picking up snakes. What the hell's going on with this?
I like that.
Bobby, what about the vaccines? Did you know that red dye and everything? I don't care about the red dye. Find the Pop-Tarts. Let's go. Bobby, let's put beef tallow. But you want to fry potatoes in beef tallow? Oh, that's good for you. Bobby, enough about that. What are you, a cooking show? What about the vaccines? What about you? You're an anti-vax. Never talks about it. And now after they got Fauci, now he comes out. Oh, he's a big man now. Where the hell were you before? You were doing tug of war with Pete Hegseth, and now all of a sudden, and I want to ask Trump and say, you, listen, I don't blame Trump because nobody knew that vaccine scared the hell out of us.
Mm.
But my favorite, does Fauci have a pair of cojones like elephantine bowling balls where he says, and I know what you're going to do. You're avowed. Not if you tell the truth.
Yep.
What do you got to hide there, Tony? What about his lawyer? Do you have that one where we're screaming at his lawyer? Get him out of here.
Yeah, that was great.
I told you not to sit at that table. Wasn't that great?
I loved that. And I thought, okay, next go. Okay, now arrest him. You know, wouldn't that have been nice?
And they have the sergeant at arms. The guy is a sergeant at arms all the time, walks around saying, what the hell do I do? I'm a sergeant at arms.
Right.
What does that even mean? Arrest somebody. Okay.
They'll wake him up to kick the lawyer out today. Yeah.
But here's the one that I want to do. Listen, the bottom line is simply this. Criminal law. Criminal law is my thing. My former prosecutor is in my blood. And I got to tell you something right now. A and it doesn't take much. And I just wanted to say one thing about the Tyler Robinson case. Mm. When you have a case where the gun, the murder weapon, is inconclusive, that's called not guilty. You see, Harrison, this is a lint brush. You see, this is inconclusive. There's no connection to this either. This lint brush is as relevant as that Mauser 98 with the scope that gets in the way of the safety and has dust in the barrel. I think that was a Kansas City. Dust in the wind, dust in the barrel. That's it. Not guilty. That's it. Forget the... We're done. A jury is going to go to a room and say, well, how do we find him guilty? Just, it was a... He thought him dead. It was a telepathy. Yeah, but where's the... There is no gun. Don't worry about it. What are we talking about?
Okay,
who cares about half of this stuff?
This is the weird thing. I was having this conversation with a friend yesterday because I was saying, look, you know, it wasn't the most convincing, you know, opening salvo of the Robinson trial. There's a lot missing. And he said, well,
you
know,
the
hearing, you know, it's like, you know, it didn't really convince me that much. He said, well, they have to withhold some of the evidence for trial. And I said, okay, but the evidence that they presented wasn't convincing. You would have, if it was so cut and dry, they could present, here's the video of him doing it. Is that enough? It is. Okay, thank you, Your Honor. And it would have been over.
No. Remember what the standard is, probable cause. Translation, he probably did it. Anybody can do that. Listen, not to get in the weeds, but the question I want to have is, who was the numbnuts over here who didn't impanel a grand jury, get an indictment, which presupposes probable cause, issue a true bill, got an indictment? That's it. There's your indictment. Let's go to trial. He hasn't even been arraigned yet. This is ridiculous. Who didn't go to the grand jury? There he is. Clear cut. If that, look at it, a dead ringer. I've seen set. Now watch this. Watch this. Look at your watch. Ready? Go. Loch Ness Monster. Okay, watch. Watch it. Let's see how fast it takes them to get the Loch Ness Monster. This is the most. What is this?
It's crazy.
Where is this? Who? What is he doing? Why is he doing? Guess what? He's doing this lateral. Candace Owens called by. She's great, by the way. She does this lateral movement, and then when he gets up, he hauls ass back. He runs back. Forget the lateral movement. He runs back. And he, who knows? What is this?
It's.
What is this?
It's locked. You know, this reminds Bigfoot. Me of, that's Bigfoot right there. Exactly. I know him.
Where's your team? A little slow on the update there, boys. I thought for sure you'd have Loch Ness, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti. Huh? Huh?
Going the cryptology,
you know,
folder.
Now that Alex is away, they're getting loaded. But
that's right.
It's ridiculous. And who is this guy? Proboscis, probiotic, Posobiec. Have you ever seen this guy? He looks like his goldfish died.
I like Jack.
He looks like he's passing a hockey puck. He looks like his last friend died. He's like thinking, what am I doing here? Push it.
Well,
Jack.
Okay. This is the problem. How do we do that? How do we come together on this while not tearing each other down?
Before we get to the come together, what are you, John Lennon?
I'm John Lennon. No. I'm the peacemaker.
Who is the idiot? Who is the one who said, yeah, I saw it. I was there and I saw the 4K. It was as clear as day.
This is what I don't understand.
Yeah, it was. And Betty Johnson, Benny and the what? So anyway, where is it? Now you said you want to hold stuff back. No, you don't. If you're the prosecutor, you're going to say, let me show you something. I'm going to pour this on so that this defense will say.
And that's why it doesn't make any sense. Hold on. We got to go to commercial break. Lionel Nation on the other side.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do, they want to silence you. Is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
There he is, folks, with the Mauser. You can see the limp. It's down his leg right there. Absolute bombshell proof. Overwhelming, one might say. Overwhelming proof. Is it Tyler Robinson or Chupacabra?
No, that's his roommate. That's the fuzzy. That's Lance
that's Twigs. That's right.
What the hell is that about, by the way?
Oh, we'll get into it. Hold on. Let me tell people what they're watching here. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
What are we watching?
Well, you're on, sir, the War Room, Alex Jones Network. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I got to say, I'm blessed beyond measure to be here on the Alex Jones Network. I get to talk to people I grew up watching, like Mr. Lionel himself. You can follow him on X at Lionel Media. Is that right? Want to get it right? At Lionel
Correct.
Media on X.
Yep.
Lionel Nation on YouTube, LionelMedia.com. But the beautiful thing about InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network, I mean, we were always the outlier. It's sort of the beauty of, not playing ball with the people in power. You sort of become a free agent. And so, you know, I've adopted to myself, maybe unconsciously, like, I don't want to be enemies with anybody. I love Nick Fuentes. I love Ian Carroll. They can beef with each other. I don't care. I'm going to support them both. Am I being an idiot? Because the factions these days, I'm so glad that we at the Alex Jones Network, we sort of hover above the factions. At least we try to. I don't want to get down in the mud, but it's hard to avoid these days. And you've been one of the biggest supporters of Candace. I have all the respect in the world for Candace. I think she is a true maverick, and it's just unbelievably impressive what she's been able to do. But I got to admit, there are times I want to reach to the screen and shake her and go, what are you saying? I can't even figure out what you're saying. I'm so confused.
Well, Well, they tell you about, here's one for me, Nick Fuentes. I'm going to slap the hell out of him and say, what's the matter with you?
Maybe we, all need to get together and just a couple slaps. We all need to get it out of our system. There you go.
Now, Candace, I'm thinking to myself, first of all, Candace is Alex. Look at that with that thing. Come on, mention. Candace is Alex. She's the same thing. She doesn't care. She laughs. He laughs at this. It's Nietzsche. You know, what does not destroy me maims me. That's my favorite version. But no, but this is, look, Nick Fuentes is one too. I said, you have it. First of all, you can't sit there and say, and these Jews in the back, why are you doing this? Be loved first. Hit him with, now this guy.
Well, okay.
Benny Shapiro. Ben, what happened to him?
This is where I become a hypocrite, right? Because this is where I go, hey, I'm friends with everybody. And then you bring up Ben Shapiro and I go, okay, well, all right. There's a couple. There's a few I'm not on, that are not on my side necessarily. So maybe I'm a hypocrite after all.
He could be a nice, he could be a nice guy.
He's probably great dad.
For example, if I said, Ben, what the hell's the matter with you? If he said, you know how much I got paid? You know how much I got paid doing this? No, seriously. You know how much I got paid last month? Hell, I'll do it too. I'll deny gravity. You know, once they give you $1 million, you say, you know, come to think of it, I mean, I can see you wearing the payas and the kippah and the whole bed doing the hava nagila and the whole, if you're going to sell your soul, sell it. But see, a lot of these people are really kind of, if you meet them, anybody who does this has got to be a little bit, a little mashugana. No, but a little, you know, you're ostentatious. You can't take yourself too seriously because you're doing this. You put yourself out every single day. You want to tell people this, and we are a very weird breed. Can I tell you something, a true fact? I've never listened to a radio show in my life. I used to work at WABC years ago with Rush Limbaugh. On the 74, right there. I never heard his show. I never heard anybody's show. I don't like talk radio. I when I say this, it's like, it's okay, it's commercial. I know what they're going to say. It's like, okay, I know. It's like my music. I don't really want to hear Top 40. And sometimes it's like Top 40 news. The only show I ever listened to was Alex. I used to love it. I loved it. See, let me ask you, what was your red pill moment? See, that's what we call it in this business. Your red pill moment.
The red pill moment. When it was. It was September 11th, 2001, when I was in sixth grade.
It?
Yeah. I was lucky. My best friend at the time in middle school, he's a Lebanese Christian guy. So all through the 2006 war against Lebanon, I mean, I was getting this sort of Lebanese perspective, which is how I came to sort of understand the Middle Eastern paradigm. And that's informed, you know, where I stand now. But yeah, absolutely. Starting with September 11th, watching Loose Change, that was a red pill moment,
yeah.
Big time.
Dylan Avery.
Yep.
Dylan Avery was absolutely, and I met Dylan at this event one time at Cooper Union. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
My pet goat. Look at this. Look at Andy Card comes in and says, and we got a problem here. Now, this was one, and here I am. I'm in New York,
right.
Tuesday morning. I was there, stayed there. I saw stuff, new people, firefighters that died. It was wild. It was being on a movie set.
Right.
And I said, and by the way, you were in sixth grade. I was 43. Huh? But still, it doesn't matter. I thought about myself, oh my God. And I was the one saying, oh, you see what is this? And at first I didn't know. Let me tell you my moment. This was my moment. Not my moment, but I was a babe in the woods. I never understood about conspiracy theories. I understood I was a lawyer. I understood the conspiracy, but I didn't know the stigma behind it. I didn't know the name, you know, conspiracy theory. So what happened was I was on the air and somebody said, yeah, about Flight 93. I said, just a minute. And I didn't know the numbers yet. I wasn't really sure all the moving parts. Just happened. Yeah, I was kind of new to this because we're just, so I said, just a minute. So I'm looking on Google for the pictures. I said, just a minute. Flight 93. I said, what happened to Flight 90? Because they didn't know. I said, oh, Shanksville. Oh, yeah. I'm looking. I'm saying, and I see, you can see that we got the picture of that. Your team, they're still reading glue.
There you go. Look at that.
This is a plane,
yep.
6-ton titanium engines. Cars, I don't know what that is.
That's a house.
That's a The house, the house. I thought it was like a shell. That's it. And there's something. And
that's
this plane was absorbed everything. Wheels, luggage carts, luggage, people, wings. Again, 6 ton titanium. The engines cannot blow up. And it went straight down, and it was absorbed in the ground because you know they do a lot of mining. Somebody actually told me this. Wait a minute. So anyway, so I'm explaining this, and I said, "Excuse me." I said, "Where is the plane?"
Right.
And I said this on the air. Look at this. See this? Plane's gone. That's it. There's a plane. I guess. So I said, "Where's the plane?" And somebody in the air said to me, "What are you getting at?" I said, what do you mean? What am I getting at? Look at that. What are you getting at? What am I getting at? Now, I do some information about 8 miles, 6 to 8 miles away at a place called New Baltimore and Indian Lake. That's where the debris field is, about 6 to 8 miles away. Gee, sounds to me like either that plane blew up or shot down. I don't know, but there ain't no plane there. But wait, as we say in QVC, but wait, there's more. They put up an obelisk or something, and these people go there, and they, Trump, Obama, and they're like praying, go, what the hell are you looking at? There's nothing. It's like the gun. It's like Tyler's gun. They didn't shoot the gun. There's nothing. What are you looking at? There's nothing there. Go to New Ball. It's over there. And they're saying, this is terrible. How about this? Let's roll. Todd Beamer. Let's roll. Now here, how do we know he said, let's roll? We're on the plane. Yeah, do me a favor. Can you call somebody, record this? Tell them I'm saying, let's roll. Because we're going to be going down pretty soon. Can you? Who heard let's roll? Who said? And he said let's roll. How did you hear this?
These are the questions. These are the questions that get you in trouble, Lana. You're supposed to accept this stuff unquestioningly.
And this is Harrison, this is 25 years ago. And I can't 3 feet off the ground now, United. Hello? Mm-hmm. Hello? Who are these people talking to? Anyway, so they supposedly said, come on, let's go. Let's command that. Let's go in and let's do this thing. And they knew where everybody was, and they went straight down, and they knew the story. And I said, this doesn't make any sense. How about the Pentagon? How about they knew who the guy was, Hani Hanjour, who left, a 16-foot diameter, 6 feet off the ground? I mean, there's stories. And what did we do? That was almost like a beta test. Is it, you think they'll buy this?
Yeah.
Nah, let's see if they do. All right, fine. And then it was just, here's my, so anyway, so they thought I was crazy. I said, I'm in New York. What are you talking about? Then this, hey, look. And then we heard Building 7. Remember that poor BBC woman? And now the Brown, what was it? The Harriman Brothers building? Solomon. Solomon, yeah. So they said, it's fallen. And there's these, remember that? The exit? Not so fast, honey.
Yep.
Where is she now? We don't even know where she is. She's like on a gulag, lobotomized somewhere. Who is she? She's gone. She was prescient, phatic. Pythonic. And it was one thing after another.
Yeah.
And I said, what? He said, well, you know, see, Harrison, see right there? That's a debris. See, the building next door, wasn't hit by anything. That's free fall. That means that all of the resistance. All right, you know the story.
Well,
so
but
that,
yeah,
I'm
but
thinking around.
I get where you're going. Absolutely.
No. So that's why today I'm crazy.
Well, but
being gaslighted.
But it hasn't stopped. I mean, you go to the Charlie Kirk murder, and it's like, well, hold on. There's some questions here that we have that aren't being sufficiently answered. But then there's the trouble of you go down the rabbit hole, and suddenly it's people. Well, the planes never existed. It was a hologram. It was all this, and it's like, well, okay, how do we not follow we don't follow the prescribed path, but we don't just go wandering off in the woods, right? How do we stay on track here?
Well, let me also say something too. With all due respect, some of the craziest people I went to one of these 9/11 things. I think of the 5th anniversary. These people are out of their minds. So I said, "That's okay." You ever go to a MUFON thing with UFOs? Oh man, that's another one. See, there has to be. I'm kind of evidentiary. It's like, well, you know, could there be? Could we maybe be the only people in the world? Maybe we are. I don't. I just, let me see, because I'm evidence-based. But if I've got, 20,000 people, I've got folks who see planes go like this, and, I'm not necessarily jumping into the Star Trek phenomenon,
right?
But I'm just common sense. Here's another one too that drove me crazy. Geoengineering, they call it. Chemtrails, Dane Wigington, God bless this man.
Amen.
God bless him. And I said, well, I have talked to him so many times before. But I said, Dane, what am I talking? They're spraying this. I'm no expert in this. Look at this. I live, when the sun goes down on a sleepy little town, little China Grove for you. Now, when I look out and I see the Hudson River, look at this.
Yep.
Hudson River, that's water vapor. I look at the Hudson River, and when the sun hits it, I mean, it looks like octothorpes, like tic-tac-toe hashtags. And I said, where'd the sun go? In fact, what everybody remembers, yeah, that's just condensation. what everybody remembers on 9/11, it was the clearest, most beautiful day you've ever seen in your life. There was not a cloud in the sky. It was so blue that day. Now, look at this. Now, they say, well, see what happens, Harrison. You got them planes. You see them B-52 movies, right? Now, what happens is the heat, see, that's just water vapor. And water vapor spreads out and blots out the sun. See, and it's you've seen that before. It's just like when it's cold and you breathe and you get that, you see that, you come back an hour later and it's still there.
That's right. Sometimes it cuts off hard, cut off too.
And blocks the sun and spreads over a block. I mean, but I'm not going to give up. You're not going to stop me. And then, with all due respect, and I love different faiths, then people will tell me their religious beliefs, and I'm saying, let me just say one thing. God bless you, no pun intended, but you don't question that, do you? No, of course not. Okay, all right. All right. I don't know about you, but my God would say, please question me, please.
Right.
Please. I'm not a cartoon character. Question me.
The
I'm
truth
real.
Doesn't fear investigation.
I know. I don't understand it. It's like, can you imagine that? You marry a girl and say, honey, I love you. Just do me one favor. Don't ever ask me if I love you. Don't ever question. What? Just right. Don't do it. Don't ever show me you don't have faith in me. The hell with that. But we fight it. And we might disagree with some things. We might, for example, listen, let me ask you a question. Maybe I shouldn't do this. But is there a topic where you say, you know what, I know technically this is important. I just don't care. It's not my thing. Like, I know people who say, I don't care about UFOs. I really don't. And I know people who say, I'm not saying, God bless you. Just God bless you. I just don't. It's not my thing. Okay. Do you have anything like that where you just figure?
I'm sure I do. But I can't think of it right now because it's unimportant to me. But yeah, probably
you're
UFOs.
Because Alex will kill you because the man's out of his mind. And he'll suffocate you.
No, he's out of town. We can say whatever we want.
God bless him. Do you know the first time I met him? Can I tell you a story?
Please.
There was a group called Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine was the preeminent, as it probably is, the preeminent talk radio magazine. Because talk radio was all, and let me tell you something, it was great in the old days. It was really good before it just got, before everybody wanted to be Rush Limbaugh. Anyway, and so I said, you got to get Alex Jones on, please. And I knew the publisher. I said, but he said, okay. I said, and I've got to introduce him. Yes. So he gets there, and I said, where is he? Is he in? It was on Third Avenue. He goes, he's in there. I said, good. So I walked in, and Alex looked at me like, who the hell are you? I said, Alex, I'm going to introduce you. I never met him before. I said, you are in good hands, my friend. Don't think I'm going to sandbag you. Trust me. So I walked out with these talk radio veterans all over the place. And I didn't go over very well with them because this was basically my speech.
Look at that.
Oh, there we go. You suck. You people are living in a delusion. That might have been it. That might have been the moment. That could very well be it. Yep. Maybe that was. I don't know. But anyway, I said, this was it. That looks like it. I said, you don't understand what's going on. And they don't like that either. I said, you're living in a world right now. This is not the future. This is the present. Do you know that I had to explain to them what podcasting means? I was like one of the first podcasters because I saw this as clear as day. I said, this is the most fascinating stuff you've ever. There is not a show where you're going to say, what? I didn't know things about globalism. I didn't know about the look. I didn't know this. He talks about stuff at Illuminati, and this is like Illuminati. Who is that? Is that the Frankie Valli group? Who's the Illuminati? I don't know who these people are. He was. I learned more. This guy predicts. Look at this. Think I'm. I was telling you people. You people are full of it. This guy predicted 9/11. Predicted. There we go. That's it. That was the one. Bless his heart. That was the, and he let him have it. And I said, by the way, one more thing he does to you. I said, what Alex will do is he'll say, now you understand something here now that, you see, popcorn causes your testicles to shrink. And he'll say, you know, this guy. And then next thing you know, he pulls these papers out. There's that camera. And he's got them in circles.
We've got the documents.
Popcorn causes your testicles.
We've got the documents.
Mayo Clinic, Harvard University. How does this guy do this? Where does he get this from? He doesn't just make it up. He doesn't just, I mean, he is, and sometimes I think he's like Elmer Gantry. He's like a preacher. He's excited. And I thought, well, good.
That's what you need.
He's not George Will. And thank God. Listen to what, read a transcript of what he says. No, I've always 100%. Anybody who scares people that much, I love him.
That was always my position. Like, I'm not the type of guy to take a bullhorn and go, yell at a group of elites in their hotel. But God, but I'm so glad he's doing it. I'm like, he's doing it for me.
Wait a minute. The best one ever was Was it Jim Tucker? Bilderberg?
Oh, yeah. The interview.
Oh,
you are not a gentleman, sir.
Well, when he walked out, how about the best one when he gets Bohemian Grove. But he gets him and nails him. He goes, sir, you shouldn't have done that. And Alex is like this. What
so
about
good.
The burning owl? What's his name, David? You know what I'm talking about.
I know the interview you're talking. Yeah, that's there it is right there.
There we go. This guy. Look at this crew, how fast they are.
We're running through the ringer today.
David Gergen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
he sounded like he was being choked. It was like, nice comb over, pal.
And
Get a wig.
Thought he'd wear it. It's great because he obviously deploys the methods that work on other people where he says, you are not being a gentleman. You made an agreement, sir. Are you breaking your agreement? And Alex is like, yeah,
so
I'm breaking the agreement, bro.
So is it true? I mean, to be true? And when you told people and you said, now listen, they got these people, see, and they all meet. And they meet at a restaurant. Remember Chantilly, Virginia? What they do is they go in one day. Remember, Jim Tucker was terrific. And then they go and they tell these poor bastards, guess what? You got to leave. Why? All of a sudden, these people come in. Logan, I knew none of this stuff.
Yep.
So I want to go out and I want to tell people. And they're looking at me and they go, what the hell are you talking about? The Bilderberg group. Then what they said, you're wrong, you're lying. And then what happened? Boom, what happens? They have a website.
They give out the minute notes. They say, here's what we're studying. Here's what we're talking about. Which is so funny to me because so now you can't deny that it happens. You just have to believe it's good for some reason. You have to believe that these billionaires, the kings and queens they're coming together in secret. Yeah, they're meeting and deciding the future of the world. But it's because they love you and they're doing their best for you. It's crazy. It was easier when they pretended it didn't exist.
Yeah, look. Now, I don't know about you, but seriously, you seem like a rational person. If somebody told me, hey, you want to go to the Bohemian Grove? Yeah, okay, what is it? We got this big old aisle, see? What? We light this aisle on fire. You dance around the woods.
Wait a minute.
What is this?
Simple, good old-fashioned pagan mock sacrifice. You've been to one of those, right?
How about you tell me eyes wide shut is impossible? Tell me this. I got to tell you something. Human beings... I'm a member of a fraternity, and we didn't do, people said, well, it was good, like, we have like a rope. We didn't do anything. It was fun. We just drank a lot, but it was fun. Candle, a rope. People like that. We have like a handshake and this and that. Boy Scout. We're all part of groups. We love being a part of groups. I'm a retired Catholic. Oh, we had stuff. St. Blaise, the two candles in the throat. We had stuff that was wild, and we had ceremonies that looked kind of like that. We had incense and... This one guy came out one time with a mop and water. He's throwing water at us. And anyway, so that's what we do. We have colors. We shake hands. We wear pins. So humans do this to an extent. Everybody does that from the junior league to whatever. So I understand the propensity, the proclivity, and the predilection and the predisposition of human beings to, how's that for alliterative? So we do that. But this is a different story. They do it, they hide it, they do it in the wide open. And they basically describe, they're saying, you're not running your country, we're running your country. Screw you. And that's why when Trump came along, I said, oh, God, what's the matter? Oh, this poor bastard. What? He wasn't raised in this. He doesn't know. He thinks he's going to, he thinks, you know what? Let's see how long he can do this. There's skull and bones. Yeah. Let's see how long he can do this. Let's see how long he can do this because he thinks he can make a difference. He could, well, he, you know, good luck. And then, because other people who are part of either the deep state or the shadow government, when you're there long enough, you know, there's only so much I can do.
Right.
There's only so much I can do when you get to the point. Listen, I'm still, understand something, my frame of reference. I was 5 years old when Kennedy was assassinated. My mother was crying. I said, what the hell's going on here? This is my 5 years old. I remember I'm not going to kindergarten. I go, what is this? They killed Kennedy. What? I was a kid. Why? Mm-hmm. Five. And my mother's crying because what is going on with this? It was during As the World Turns. People remember that. So from 63 to 68. So 5 to 10 years old, it was JFK, yeah. RFK, MLK, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, wow. And then I got into Watergate and Vietnam and everything else.
Oh, and that, so whole, and that whole time you have the bombing campaigns and the Weather Underground. Because you look back at that history and you go, whoa, man, things were way crazier than they are now back then. It was nuts.
Let me tell you what happened to me. We were so hip. I was in like elementary school and I had a POW bracelet. We were like, we worried about this stuff. And I had this guy's name. He came back. He was a general. He was like, and he wrote me a letter. I'm back. Thank you. I was like, we're a kid. Today, kids are like, we were into music and, you know, we actually talked to each other and we had handshakes and signatures. And it was a different world completely. And then I never understood it. First time I went to Washington and I saw the Vietnam Memorial, that wall you see?
I thought
names. That was it. That's one. Yeah. It's like there's millions of walls. I said, what's all this? This is how stupid I am. That's the walls. You mean there's more? Oh, my God.
And it goes on
this
forever.
This went on every, and we sat there, and we Harrison, we still don't know. So like you said, it's always been like this. But I'm not giving up.
It's always going to be like this. The fight goes on. Lionel Media on X, at Lionel Media, Lionel Nation on YouTube. Incredible stuff. We can talk for hours.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.